Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Maureen Forte. Today, I'm bringing about a change, real change. Real change, enduring change happens one step at a time. Today, my guest is Jason Ross Decker, candidate for Cook County Commissioner in the 5th District. You know, it's time for a change. Jason Decker is a lifelong resident of South Suburban Cook County. He's the father of two amazing young men and a lovely, very lovely wife, amazing wife, Sarah. And I noticed in all the pictures, Jason, Sarah is always frowning when you plant that little loving kiss on her. So I want to welcome Jason Decker. Jason Decker is a handyman who's been working in homes all over the Southland for over 20 years. Jason, welcome to In the Know with Mo.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I definitely appreciate the time and having me on your show. I'm a big fan of watching and listening to your shows, and I'm just very honored to be a part of it today.
Well, we're honored to have you here. I mean, you are a fresh face in the political sense, even though you've been very active in the past in various political races. But now that this Cook County 5th District seat, which was being occupied for over 28 years by Deborah Sims, is vacant, it seems like everybody wants to run for it. But everyone's running for the wrong reason. They're running for the title, where it seems like you're running for the people. Tell us why you decided to throw your hat in the ring.
Well, to be honest, and not to, you know, try to put myself on a pedestal, but I truly feel that I am the best candidate. I feel that I can be engaging. I have been engaging, reachable, very transparent, and very ambitious to bring change in this, specifically this area, which is as far back as I can remember has been the same. You know, and a lot of the people have the same complaints now that they had 30 years ago. They have the same issues that they're facing that they had 30 years ago. And, you know, we're constantly told by elected officials that they're working on it and change is coming, but yet we're still waiting. So I definitely want to put forth my best effort. And as much as I've been trying to bring about change as a resident, you know, you're limited to what you can do and how you can do it versus if you have the title and the influence of an elected official, specifically a Cook County Commissioner, a voice that is heard. You know, so many times I've sent emails, left messages with other elected officials trying to figure out what steps we can take to bring about change, and they go unanswered. I have my outbox of my email account is full of outgoing messages with no responses, and that goes for municipal level, that goes for township level, county level, and state level. And it's very frustrating, and I find it very discouraging that these people work for us. We were hired by us to do a job, and we're left to figure out for ourselves what we can do. So certain things that we've been doing or that I've been initiating and working on, we've been doing it ourselves. No recognition, no help.
No help, and you're all over the place. And I understand what you're saying about that, because I'm a double elected official and I do television. But when it comes to my council meetings or dealing with my constituents, I do that first. my filming of television and stuff I had put on the back burner because my constituents elected me to serve them. So, and you're right. I have seen where we have sent messages out to some of the elected officials for a meeting with our town and no response until after the meeting is over with. So what is it? Is it title over people, position over people? What is it? You know, so it's time for a change. And I'm listening to everybody saying, and I want to put this disclaimer out to those of you that are listening and inboxing me. This is not an endorsement. This is a program of education and information on a candidate for the Cook County Commission of 5th District, which is Jason Ross Decker. And so I just want you to understand, I cannot understand how many of you call other radio stations and ask, why do you have this person on? You're all entitled to reach out to me and be on my show. And I just want to put that out.
Good for you.
I want to also send prayers up to your friend who lost his dog in the car accident. I have several people on here that are sending their prayers and support for the young man in Harvey.
Yeah, as positive. If you ever met Kevin or even just talked to him on the phone, he is like a ray of sunshine. He is a happy-go-lucky, always positive, no matter what kind of discouraging and insulting phone calls he gets or any kind of critics of his, that he just, you know, brushes it off very easily and just, as he always says, move forward in a positive way. Because, you know, don't let it bother you was something I was told as a kid many times by my father. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother you. And until I was an adult, I finally understood of what don't let it bother you means, just to move forward in a positive way. So even with what seems like a dark cloud over Kevin's head, he is a ray of sunshine. You know, he was a victim of a violent crime.
And you don't find too many elected officials or concerned citizens reaching out and doing what you do. Let me ask you, for the 5th Cook County Commissioner seat, for the 5th District, I know they redistrict everything. What are some of the areas, if you know all of the areas that your district would cover?
Well, it basically starts in the northern end. It's basically Roseland. It's very neatly tucked between I-57 and I-94, and then it works its way south, obviously. It cuts west down 115th all the way to Cicero now, and then Cicero all the way down into Country Club Hills. That's the western edge of the district. So it covers west of Cicero, Alsip, west of Cicero, Crestwood, Midlothian, down into Country Club Hills, Markham, Smore, Riverdale, Harvey, Blue Island, it cuts further south into Flossmoor and Olympia Field, Chicago Heights, Ford Heights, Phoenix. You know, it covers a very wide area of the Southland. And, you know, there are some very on the border, you know, how they draw these lines all cattywampus and stuff. But, you know, Hazelcrest, you know, they did in the redistricting. What they did was they added more to the northwest area, you know, the western half of Alsip and Crestwood, and they took away a little of the southeast area, if that makes sense. I remember East Hazelcrest was part of the 5th, and now it's no longer part of the 5th.
Exactly.
But for the majority, it did stay relatively the same, you know. But again, anybody who takes the time. I know most people listening probably are very familiar with districts, whether it's the county or the state legislature. But for those of you who look at a map for the first time, it makes little sense of how they draw these lines to me. And I know a lot of people look at them and feel overwhelmed and try to figure out where they fall, where they used to fall. You know, some of the people I've talked to said that I'm not in your district, and I have to tell them, well, yes, here, let me show you a map. You are in my district now, you know. So a short answer to your question is it covers a wide range of the central area of the Southland, from Roseland all the way down to Chicago Heights.
And that's amazing, Chicago all the way out to the Southland. So that's quite a bit. So since you have been out here, and I know it's, when do you all submit your petitions? March 7th?
Yep.
When you turn to me? Have you gotten any endorsements from any of any elected officials or organizations?
Not as of yet. There has been quite a few elected officials that have, you know, said that, you know, they will support me and help guide me, and I can always call them for advice or suggestions. But publicly, you know, they choose not to because of, you know, fear of if I don't win, or just, you know, some elected officials feel that it's frowned upon to endorse other elected officials. And so I can understand that. And well, I was told by a couple people, if they're not going to, you know, if they're not going to publicly endorse you, then are they really endorsing you? Well, no, it's
exactly.
Not an endorsement, because an endorsement is public. But I do know that I have them in my corner. I do know that I can call them. I have all their cell phone numbers.
Okay.
And, you know, I can call them any time of the day. And obviously word of mouth is very key. You know, I'm doing more of a grassroots campaign. I'm not doing any flashy billboards or TV commercials. You know, it's word of mouth, knocking on doors, and small little events where I can have some people come out and get to know me, ask me questions up front. I never back down from questions. I never back down from I've even had some people criticize me. And I will answer. You know, a lot of elected officials, they take these emails of criticisms, and they claim that, well, I'm not going to bow down and answer to that ridiculousness. But some of those things aren't ridiculous. They're questions that your constituents and your voters want to know, and for you to just ghost them and not respond, it shows a lack of engagement. And I think, you know, as an elected official, you have to not only be reachable, but you have to be responsive, and most of all, in my opinion, you have to be engaging.
A lot of
elected officials like statements of bringing change or doing this or doing that, but you know, how many elected officials do you see on the street walking the neighborhoods? You know, how many elected officials, other than election time, you know, how many elected officials reach out to you for your concerns? And sadly, that's just the way that it's become, is everybody just kind of knows, and they say, what can we do? Well, what can we do is we can hold them accountable. We can apply pressure.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
If an elected official gets one email with concern, like let's take Harvey, for example, in the streetlight issue. A lot of neighborhoods in Harvey don't have streetlights. So when these people send an email to their elected official, you know, it just gets, you know, discarded. But now let's bombard them. Let's get 100 emails. Let's get together and send 100 emails asking what we can do to get some security and public safety in the name of having some streetlights, so I can walk from my car to my front door at night when I get home from work, paying my outrageous property taxes, you know, and they're just, well, we're working on it. Okay, you've been working on it for 10 years. I know a lot of the elected officials haven't been in there 10 years, but you know, when it comes to, everybody talks about public safety. Well, when you can't even see from one end of your block to the other, there's no public safety there. So, but just back to the original point of reachability, responsiveness, and engagement is extremely lacking, in my opinion. And I feel that I am not only reachable, but I'm very engaging and I'm very responsive, even to my critics.
And you know what? I'm in East Hazelcrest, but when you go to like 171st and Park, East Hazelcrest runs to the north side is Harvey on Park, and then once you cross over Wood Street, that's Hazelcrest on the north side, and you are right about the lights. It is so dark. And I can see how people are being robbed. And I had an Uber driver that he refused to drop off at the metro station because it was so dark. He had a call there. But when he pulled up to pick up the passenger, there was the lady and several men there with her. So he just kept going because it was so dark, you know. And lights is the issue. That underpass, that viaduct there, we have been reaching out to County Commissioner forever to have it clean, to have more brighter lights, maybe some LED lights put up there, because people leaving the metro station, they walk under that viaduct and the lights are like dim yellow, so they need to brighten up the place. We can work on security and safety for our people, but as an elected official, I have gotten more information about COVID training and anything else from the county commissioner that doesn't represent my district. And I'm not giving that person's name out because they're running for their seat. So, but, it's just time for a change. It's time for a change. And once you become the Cook County Commissioner, what's your plan for dealing with this gun violence? I know the gun violence and dealing with a healthier community. Do you plan to have forums, in-person forums, if they're allowed because of the COVID? We need to do something to ensure a safe and healthy community. What's your plan?
Well, not to sound like other elected officials, but it is a very complicated and multifaceted situation when it comes to gun violence. There's multiple factors mm-hmm. that are involved in that, where there's a lack of good paying jobs, but there's mm-hmm. also the lack of the job training in order to get those jobs. When you're left to resort to a life of crime and instead of being able to pay your bills on time, some people, resort to violence, whether it's, stealing your car or breaking in your house. That's just the start of it. But ultimately, I would say that we have to be more proactive, and we do have to bring some of these resources back. And I do know in studying and working on my campaign and looking into a lot of organizations who are getting money from the county, who are, according to them, doing great work, specifically in Chicago Heights, Ford Heights, Harvey and Robbins, and Roseland, who claim mm-hmm. that they're doing such great work and having such great success, when Harvey just saw more murders in 1 year than it's ever seen. As a commissioner, not to be critical of the organization, but as a commissioner, I would be more hands-on and be involved with these organizations that are taking county money. And when they tell me that they're doing such great work, and not to just tell me, show me. Don't just give me statistics mm-hmm. and tell me what a great job you're doing. I want to come visit you. I want to participate. I want to volunteer, even as an elected official, with hands-on approach to your organization and to what you are claiming you're doing. I want to see it. I want you to show me. We're taught in school the difference between telling me and showing me. You could tell me all day long that you're working on something, but I want to see it. I want to be involved firsthand with my boots on the ground and my sleeves rolled up helping you, not just giving you a check every year while you come to the county board meetings and you tell us, all the commissioners, what a great job you're doing, and can we please have some more money? And 9 out of 10 times the money's given. But in my experience, in talking with some of these organizations and talking with people who used to be involved with some of these organizations who were receiving county money, it's sad to learn and to hear. I can't prove it, but to hear people that were involved, where numbers were actually fudged, numbers were doctored to show that there was an organization years ago that was taking ex-offenders out of jail and helping them, teach them how to do a resume, teach them how to conduct themselves during a job interview, how to get back into society, because our correctional system doesn't correct anything, in my opinion.
Right.
It punishes and it keeps you from society, and then it puts a little asterisk by your name that you're now a convicted felon, or you're a convicted criminal, and you come out and now you have to fend for yourself. So there was an organization that was supposedly helping people get back to life in a normal capacity, and they claimed 70% success rate, when in actuality somebody who worked directly with this group said that we had 100 people come. Seven of them chose to participate, and only two of those seven went on to pass the organization's protocol and basically graduate or pass through the system. Two out of the seven who participated of the 100 that were sent, but yet the organization went to the county board and said, we have a 70% success rate. I don't know how they figure their number. Now, not to be critical and not to pass blame, but when you're told that we have this success rate, again, don't tell me, show me.
Yes.
So that's just one example. But like they say, if you see one mishap, how many more did we not catch? How many more are out there? That how much money is going out, and what is actually being done with the money? So that would be. I don't know if that would be my number one focus, but definitely more hands-on oversight. You know, everybody talks about oversight and accountability, but yet it's not done. It's not done. It's not followed through. You know, people come to the board, they kiss the ring, they get their money, and then they preach about what a great job they're doing. But yet, if you ask people in Harvey, if you ask people in Ford Heights, if you ask people in Robbins, what has been done here locally recently to help? Very few things. I know CETA's a great organization. They've been doing a lot. I'm friends with a woman who works with CETA. She got a federal grant, and she's doing a lot of great things, trying to. But what the sad part is, like, when I was doing community service work in Harvey, we were actually shut down by the city for a week because they said that we couldn't be doing this kind of work out here. And unfortunately for them, we had the state law on our side, so we went back to work, and we were boarding up all the abandoned houses in the city of Harvey. Same thing with this woman who works with CETA. And they were doing focus groups and talking to residents, and they got caught a lot of resistance and a lot of interference from the city.
They want to see the people suffer because Cook County and CETA announced a low income household water assistance program. And as a homeowner, I know how high the water is. You know, we just had my town put in new water filters in all the homes, and I just had a $300 water bill. You know, so my thing is now I want to sue the community because you put this new water filter in our homes, but you didn't tell us how to wash it and what to look for drip, you know. So I can't wait for the next council meeting because I am really fired up, not just because of me, but there are four other people that had escalating water bills. So you got to be on top of it. And CETA does do a great job. I have a young lady that works for CETA traveling with me to Selma. And you talking about volunteer. That's one reason why I took over the reign of membership chair for NAACP South Suburban, because it's time for a change in that organization too. It's too much going on, and I know I have the voice and the followers to help make a difference there. And, you know, we just can't sit in our homes and be Facebook activists or window, look out the window in my big chair activists. We have to be involved with the people. I volunteer. I make sure, you know, when they're giving away food some places, I have a lot of elderly people in my town. I'll go to those food exchange produce and get those packages and give them to the seniors that are here. You know, if you don't want these positions, then you should not apply for them. But this more than notion run for office. So tell the people how they can help you. Mm-hmm.
We all know that elected officials take a lot of criticism, and a lot of it is abrasive, and a lot of it is just empty. You know, I don't like the word empty, but just complaining. They just want to complain and complain and complain. But as an elected official, as you just said, you chose that job. You know, as an elected official, you are going to catch criticism. You are going to have critics, and you are going to have people that are going to scrutinize every move you make. And that's, to me, that's a big thing of when you make a move as an elected official, you have to be able to look somebody in the face and explain why you made that decision, why you're doing whatever you're doing or whatever you voted on, whether you voted yay or nay. Why did you vote that way? Why did you support that? Instead of just a very boilerplate, well, it's a good idea. Okay, it's a good idea, but why? Back it up. Show me why you made that decision, because there's a lot of decisions that are made that leave residents confused. Why would you do that? Why would you make that decision and vote on, you know, bringing in you know, like in Harvey with the Harvey Lofts, they want to build a small high rise of low income housing right in the middle of downtown Harvey. Why are you working on bringing more residents into Harvey that doesn't even have a grocery store?
They don't have
an answer for that. They just, well, it's going to be good. It's going to be great for, of course, the developer is going to make some money. And who knows what other deals are being made with bringing this
And
this,
you know that's
in.
Right. Who's getting paid off? So how can the listening audience help you? Do you need volunteers? You have a contact number? Because there's no strings attached to you. You are your own person.
I know pride is a sin, but I am very proud to say that I have no strings attached. I have no ulterior motives. I have no political circle that's pulling my strings or pushing me one way or the other, or you know, obviously I have people guiding me, okay, but I am my own person. I'm not worried about if someone says, hey, I'm going to support you and help you and get your name out there, but I need you to do this. Well, let's see what you want me to do.
So basically,
if you do want change and you want somebody like myself who's a working class father and husband with no strings attached, and my sleeves will always be rolled up, and I always have my feet on the ground and be hands on, you know, they can get out. They can get in touch with me at my cell number 708-913-8300. That is my personal cell. You won't get an answering service. You won't get a secretary. That is me. That is my cell number. You can call me. You can volunteer, obviously, to knock on doors. That's the biggest thing is, you know, there's a lot of blocks in the district, and as much as I've been hitting them hard myself, you know, time wise, I have a goal of hitting every house in the district by November. It's a realistic goal, but at the same time, if people are willing to get to know me, you know, obviously you have to know me to support me, not just that I'm a new face, not just that I'm a political outsider, but get to know me, that I am genuine, I am sincere, and I am very ambitious, you know, to speak for me. That's fine, but I encourage you to get to know me first. I don't want just people knocking on doors saying vote for Jason Ross Decker, because then people say, why should I vote for Jason Ross Decker? You got to have an answer other than, oh, he's just a working class average citizen who wants to throw his hat in the ring. I also do have, you know, obviously social media nowadays with COVID, a lot of people staying away from events and not answering their doors. We have to resort to things like Facebook. So I do have a campaign group on Facebook. It's not a page. It's a group where you can interact. You can share your own things. You can interact with me and obviously share. Again, it's grassroots, word of mouth. If you support me and you want change, tell three friends to tell three friends to tell three friends to tell three friends about me. And we can bring about change, and we can have an elected official who will be engaging, will be responsive, and will have his feet on the ground at all times. I have already said if I am elected, my company, Decker Contracting, will be on hold. I will not be doing any kind of work as far as a handyman. I will be doing a full-time job as a commissioner.
Well, thank you. You have been listening to Jason Decker, candidate for Cook County Commissioner in the 5th District. Change is coming to the South Suburb. And I want to thank you, Jason, for being on my show, In the Know with Mo. And I just want to let you know my show is open, and if you want to come back anytime, just give me a buzz, and I'll open up the format for you.
I will do that.
All right, thank you, and give my love and hugs to the beautiful family of yours.
I sure will. Thank you again for having me. And once petitions are in and I'm on the ballot, I'll be sure to come back on.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you very much.
Right. You are listening to In the Know with Mo. Today's guest was Jason Ross Decker, candidate for Cook County Commissioner of the 5th District. Jason Decker, he's the creator and founder of Adopt a Vacant Property in Robbins, founder, president of the Midlothian, Illinois Voters Bloc, chairman of the board of Communities United 2020, and he is the Paige Richton Square Apartments, LC, and AAA All-County Board of. Change is coming. If you want change, don't overlook this candidate. And until next week, stay focused and be blessed.